they really, really were out of their element. You know, they're really the big heroes, or sheroes, if you will, because, you know, they could have had lives of compliance with society, and they were ostracized by not only the men but women as well. Florence was also one of those who marched on Washington. She spoke at rallies in Wilmington and Dover, and served as the president of the Delaware branch of the National Women's Party. In 1915, she led a procession from the railroad station in Dover to the state capitol. They wore the, and sometimes you see this during Women's History Month, they wore the yellow flowers where the anti-suffragettes wore the red flowers. And they journeyed to D.C. and demonstrated for the cause, and they picketed. She was the daughter of a senator at the time, so you could imagine she's kind of going against the grain even within her own family. But she was able to maintain a sense of humor, and even when she appeared in court being sentenced, she remarked that the only court she ever had been to was the court of St. James. So I'm thinking that was the court that sent people to prison.